This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another atmospheric river is headed our way, stronger than the last. Local and state lawmakers trying again to strengthen laws against looters, and Altadena residents are concerned about the future of trees in their town. It's Monday, February 10th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Vicki Moore, in for Alex, and we begin with PCH, closed indefinitely in the Palisades burn zone because of a new, stronger storm system blowing in.
Forecasters say the storm, the brunt of it, is likely coming in late Thursday night and could be a big problem as far as the mudslide danger goes, because we could get quite a bit of rain in a short period of time.
There's also a 10% chance of a thunderstorm, and if any of that happens, then we could get rain rates in excess of an inch an hour, and that could be very bad for the debris area. So
I was driving through some of the burned out neighborhoods off Coastline Drive, and I saw one couple whose home made it through the flames. But now they have to worry about the rain and the danger of
mudslides, debris flow. You know, there are a lot of homes that we've seen on the news that they survived the fire, and then because of the broken pipes and everything, they just got destroyed. So
she's referring to situations where the saturated soil caused some homes that survived the fire to start to slide downhill. Some of them disintegrated, and she's worried that the intense rain this week could lead to big trouble for their home and other homes as well. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Local and state leaders from both sides of the aisle are coming together to push forward a bill to close loopholes and get tougher on looters, turning misdemeanors into felonies. Here's LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
If you can only imagine hearing a knock on your door, and it's a member of the LA County Sheriff's Department, LAPD, Pasadena PD, and all the other police departments that were involved in evacuation orders during this emergency. And after that knock, we're asking you to grab all your essentials and come with us. Obviously, there's fear, there's anxiety, because there's a lot going on in that chaotic time. But one of the things that our deputies constantly deal with is people saying, well, what's going to happen to my home? What if somebody takes something from my home? That consistently happens. It's frustrating. And I've said this over and over, that a lot of the heroic stories that occurred within law enforcement in these fire zones were going back to rescue people whose lives were in peril because they did not evacuate for one reason or another.
He says victims need better protections.
We said it over and over during these press conferences. There are individuals who unfortunately come here to take advantage of folks, whether it's through burglary, looting, other theft crimes, scams, whatever you have. But I think today is a great day.
Local Assemblywoman Jackie Irwin says it's important to not only increase the penalties, but also extend the time frame for these penalties until the rebuilding process is over.
One way I hope to address the concern is through ensuring that the protections of this bill extend through the rebuild effort. As we plan with health and safety experts for repopulating both Palisades and Altadena, there will be vacant and occupied residents left standing that will be especially vulnerable to looting. Additionally, as the reconstruction begins in the coming months, these parcels will be filled with scarce and in-demand construction materials and tools. This legislation will make clear to thieves looking for an easy score that our damaged communities have not been forgotten.
Insurance payouts for fire victims should gain interest for homeowners. That's a goal of a new bill set to be introduced this month by a state assemblyman from Pasadena. The governor is getting behind this one, sponsoring it. A spokesman for his office told the LA Times it is the money sits in an escrow account awaiting rebuilding. A 2% annual interest rate could generate $20,000 on a $1 million payout. He says the homeowners recovering from a disaster need all the support they can get. For those people who were renting and their apartment was destroyed in the Palisades or Eaton fires, relocating for extended periods is possible, but our Pete Demetrio says the key is applying for the right benefits at the right time.
Initial funding for up to 14 days of living in a hotel or motel has been used by a lot of people, but FEMA Region 9 spokesperson Brandy Richard Thompson says when transitional shelter assistance runs out, you have another option available.
They also could be eligible for lodging expense reimbursement, which means maybe they weren't a part of that transitional shelter assistance program, but they have rented out a place and would like to submit receipts to be reimbursed. And then there's also rental assistance that they could be eligible for.
Long-term rental assistance is a little more complicated. You have to tell FEMA about whatever rental insurance you have had at the time of the fire so they can access that as part of the payments of your ongoing rent. But the upside, it's possible to have your rent paid for up to 18 months as long as you continue to make progress towards working to obtain permanent housing. The deadline to apply for FEMA housing assistance is March 10th, 1 month from today. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Big, beautiful trees have been part of the fabric of life in Altadena, but some people are now worried about the future of their city's treasured greenery. According to the Pasadena Star News, there are about 9,500 county-owned trees in the Eaton Fire Zone. At least 100 have already been removed. Others have been marked with a white X, indicating that they could be removed. A rep for County Public Works says they're currently assessing trees in the burn footprint. That'll take about 3 to 4 months to complete. And by then, they hope to have a better understanding of the damage to the trees in that area. When the history of the fires is written, Bob Brill reports historians will have a lot to look at and hopefully lessons will have been learned.
Books will be written and documentaries will be produced. And former Assemblyman Mike Gatto says the outline will be three segments, what should have been done years ago and immediately leading up to the fires, as well as the evacuation itself.
Example of something that we could have done better during the years leading up to the fire would have been to get our insurance market fixed. Once the National Weather Service issued its warning, so in the days leading up to the fire, I think there's a lot of things that could have been done better proactively. We saw how Los Angeles County deployed firefighters in the middle of communities, but Los Angeles City, for some reason, did not do that. That's something that I think is relatively straightforward, and I don't think it's second-guessing to say that that could have been done better. We could have posted personnel at the evacuation routes to help people get out of there in a much more orderly fashion. In many of these communities, you know, there's one way in, one way out, two ways in, two ways out. And it was heartbreaking to hear the stories from my friends where there were absolutely no police presence or National Guard presence on site, even though the fires had been burning for hours.
Gatto says natural disasters are a part of the Southern California landscape, and he questions whether or not we are really prepared for a major earthquake. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Don't mess with the quality of life in Mission Viejo. Cops there who focus on that kind of thing busted a guy at a home who they say was storing all kinds of stuff. Bad stuff. Ghost guns, high-capacity magazines, drugs, shrooms, a lot of cash. The 50-year-old was booked on at least 14 criminal charges. And some teachers staged a strike this morning in Woodland Hills. This is El Camino High. The union says months of talks with the district haven't produced a contract. They've had an agreement between El Camino and the district for years. This is kind of separate from the rest of the district. The teachers at the high-achieving campus said they would be paid above the district's median salary. But teachers say the district isn't making good on the agreement. You probably hear about El Camino a lot when we talk about the academic decathlon. Coming up, a quick break, and then local gas prices haven't been this high for a while, and we'll have an update on renovations for Dodger Stadium. We haven't talked about gas prices for a while, but they are going up again 15 of the last 16 days. In L.A. County, the average is $4.65. We haven't been that high since last July. Orange County has also been going up $4.63. Riverside County, $4.52. Same in San Bernardino, $4.52. In Ventura County, $4.66. Yes, the national average is a lot lower, $3.13 a gallon. And the ongoing updates, renovations at Dodger Stadium focus on things you might not see when you go there. Things like player facilities, expanding the clubhouses, adding a second indoor batting cage, and more space in the areas like the food room and the workout area. The Orange County Register talked to the Dodgers president, Stan Kasten, about it. He says the 63-year-old stadium will be state-of-the-art again, bigger and better. The latest update should be completed before the end of March when the team comes back from Tokyo. That's it for today's LA Local. I'm Vicki Moore. Mike Simpson is in for Alex tomorrow for your listening pleasure. The LA Local is sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com.